It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Walt Dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We are in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. And young Nicholas came in here and he said that he was very disappointed by the end of Game of Thrones. He said that it was terrible. He was emotionally drained.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are...
a lot of anger out there today.
Angry this morning, and I don't know what people wanted.
I don't either. Were you not watching the series? Season 8 was not as good as many, if not all, of the other seasons. But, I mean, if you were paying attention, there really weren't a lot of other places to go here. And people are angry because they wrap things up neatly. They wanted things explosive and messy, and they actually... Everything, all the loose ends were nailed down pretty much.
It's like, I heard people say, I don't like it because it ended on a downer. And I'm like, have you watched the show? The entire series was a downer. Like, everyone died a horribly depressing death. Like, yeah, I mean, sisters were hooking up with their brothers, uncles and fathers hooking up with their daughters.
Everybody died? I mean, it killed off three-quarters of the cast.
What did you think was going to happen?
It's
a horribly depressing show that ended in a horribly depressing way. It's like, why did anybody have any kind of... And I just love it how everyone all of a sudden is like this great... Like television writer. Now, I understand if you don't like something and how it ends, but I mean, the absolute furor over the end of that thing when really most of the storylines you saw coming from a mile away.
Yeah,
like, you knew it was kind of end this way.
All the mistakes they made in the first five episodes of a six-episode season, they kind of painted themselves into the corner that they wound up in.
But
I don't understand. I mean, the violent response after the show was over was really something. To watch on social media.
If they sewed up all the storylines, then it is not lost.
No.
It is not the show
lost.
Which means that, what are you complaining about?
You've seen Lost.
The only thing that was more annoying than people who were like really just outraged about the end of Game of Thrones were the people who tweeted stuff like this. I don't mind Ben Volen, but he's just one of the many people who has to flex when after something like
this
happens.
He's got a lot of bad tweets.
He goes, I never watched a second of Game of Thrones, and I have no idea what any of you people are talking about, but I hope you enjoyed the finale. In other words, like, I'm a cool guy. I've never seen it.
What the hell?
Everyone has, like, you don't have to put that out into the universe.
Gosh, thanks,
like, we didn't
Ben.
Watch it. Like,
appreciate
we don't,
it.
You don't, like, who's going, oh, wow, Ben Volen didn't watch this? Oh, no, my God, the whole time I thought he was totally into, like, the Lannister family.
It's not only that,
he was on Team Stark.
The parental.
Oh, Ben Volen didn't watch the show.
It's like the parental pat on the back. Well, you go enjoy yourself, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, I've never, like, you dorks. I've never watched this show. Like, that's the best. I mean, and people had to, like, throw that out there yesterday. It's like, yeah, you know, I don't know what these silly things are.
Right.
But speaking of Nick, there's something, though, that I have to discuss with him real quick. Nick, could you come in studio real quick? Because he tweeted something over the weekend that I've been meaning to ask him about. By the way, Nick, on his one-year anniversary of being found nearly dead, ended up running a 5K.
Oh, good for him.
Just good to know, seeing that his heart's going to explode at any moment. Yeah. Have you coughed up any blood this morning or anything like that?
No, 5K. Very impressive.
Oh, it is when you're him.
Not yet.
Okay, you have not. Okay, so you tweeted something out on Friday which needs some explanation.
Yep.
So you went to the gym, which, by the way, is just an awesome humble brag on Twitter. So you went
at the gym. Yeah, I think I read this. It was like at the gym. How's your day going?
In my defense, I never tweet that I'm at the gym.
You did tweet that you were at the gym
because of this situation.
So tell me about what happened.
So you know, I was getting my crunches on. You know, working out.
You had your puke bucket next to you.
Yeah. You know, got my gallon of water, and I was at the gym and I was working out, and there was a guy two benches away from me, and you know, I wasn't really paying attention to him at all, but he was paying attention to me. Apparently I did something to make him really mad. He walks up to me, gets to my face, like, you know,
but, okay, so are you lying on your back?
No, I'm like, I'm standing up.
You're standing up. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you have no idea what you did to make him mad.
No idea.
So this dude walks up to you while you're standing up.
Yep. And
how close is he to you?
Probably like
inches.
Inches. Spits in my face.
What?
Spits in my face. Yeah.
That's annoying.
And what do you do? Immediately punch him?
Well, I was completely shocked. I didn't punch him. No, I didn't punch him or anything because I was so taken back by the situation.
I guess that might happen to me too. Like, you're just so shocked at everything that happened. You don't.
Did he explain what you had done?
He said,
No. So he spits on you. And then what happens immediately after?
Walks away to go back to his bench. And then I'm like,
where's the Gooberland? Like, right in your eye?
Wait a second. But why did he spit on you?
Well, he's going to get to that.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's just not a way to tell a story.
Well, I want to know what happens immediately after he spits at you.
No, but I want to know why you got spat at.
You're jumping to the end of the book.
Yeah. Well, he goes back, and I'm obviously stunned. I'm like, what the F? I'm like, why did you do that? And he's like, let me work out. Let me work out, man. Let me work out.
Oh, so you two have already discussed this?
No.
No.
I have no idea.
So why did he spit on you?
There was zero reason why. I didn't do anything to cause him to come over and spit on me.
So you said, why did you spit on me? And his answer was, let me work out?
Everybody's like around us being like looking, they don't know what to say.
How big is this guy?
Oh, he's bigger than me.
Okay.
He was bigger than me, so.
It's hard work. So.
Did he know who you were?
What?
Did he know who you were?
No.
And that was the end of it?
I talked to, you know, the gym and that's a whole different thing, but that was the thing.
He this just is such a tale. Now, okay, so it was never rectified. You never understood why he spit at you.
No. No.
There was never.
This guy seemed like he was on something. So.
Okay, what did the gym do?
Zero. Nothing. I went over there to talk to the management. They took like 20 and 30 minutes to try to find it on, you know, on camera, which they did. By that time, he was already done and he was leaving.
Okay, but they know who he is.
Yeah, and his gym membership is canceled and whatnot. So.
All right.
It was crazy. It was great. It was like totally unwarranted.
All right. So now, you can't fathom the reason why he did it.
No. I have no idea why he did it.
Okay, you didn't go.
Do I look very intimidating?
Was he geeking out or anything? Like, was he doing anything else?
He was acting kind of funny. Like, maybe he was on something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
You probably have hepatitis. I mean, if he was all acted weird, you probably got some disease now.
Where the Gooberland?
What?
Where the Gooberland that he spit at you?
Spit, he means not.
Like, on my face. On my face.
Okay. Getting your mouth or anything like that?
No.
Mm. Yeah, I'd get tested.
Great.
Do you have your glasses on?
No. Okay. No.
No. He takes them off when it's time to get busy.
Great. Oh, now swear. I'm going to the doctor's.
So, all right, what were you working out? What were you doing?
I was working on the shoulders, you know, getting some sweat.
Like in a Nautilus machine?
No, like free weights.
Oh.
Is this one of the things where you have to or your heart will explode? Mm.
No,
the doctor recommended that you do all this stuff?
Well, they did surgery on my shoulder, so I have to, it's still kind of weak.
Okay.
I have like full range of it, but I lost all my strength and stuff, so.
How'd you feel at the end of your 5K?
Awful.
Okay. Awful. Did you walk any of it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it doesn't, unless you finish.
But I beat my, I had a good pace. I'm happy with the pace, so here I am.
You beat standing. What?
I ran a 5K in March and it was junk, and so I beat that by a few.
What
minutes.
Did you run it in?
Oh, 41. It was my first one, and then this one it was like 35.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're not dead.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I have to go to the doctors and make sure I don't have hepatitis.
That's assault. You know, he could have gone to jail for that. You're not allowed to spit on salt.
Yeah, that's like no joke.
Oh, it was crazy.
Did you want a punch?
Literally like four like. Inches away from my face.
Okay. Maybe he was listening to like Trapped or something. He got like so aggressive.
All right,
he had a little Papa Roach on there.
Yeah. Matt, go ahead.
I think we need a loogie contest because that story was awful, and I think everyone just needs to spit on Nick for wasting our time.
Yeah, that was not a coherent story.
That was a terrible story.
Yeah, it was. He was interrupted. It was not a good story.
What?
Well, you didn't tell it well.
Well, sorry. Jeez.
The way the story should have gone is this. Is I was at the gym. I was doing shoulder exercises. Then this guy, and then you there was no pretense to it. You didn't say, and then I was told I was jumping to the end of the story. The main thing is why he would spit in your face. And there was no explanation.
There's no explanation.
So he was just going up to people and spitting in faces.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Your face.
Yeah, just my face.
So was it clearly the spitter was sent by the anti-meatball group?
Yeah.
Steve, go ahead.
I don't understand why you don't press charges. That's a misdemeanor assault charge, and if you have that on film, that guy has no leg to stand on.
How did you think he told the story?
It was awful. I thought it was going to end with, so the police came, the guy lost his mind, and the police dragged him out or something.
Yeah, not a...
You go up to management, or you hit him back or something.
Yeah, not a well-told story.
Yeah, I understand why you were stunned at first, and you didn't hit him back. Like, I mean, because immediately...
Well, he's bigger than you, you don't hit him back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm more concerned about... I thought I did a great job explaining that story.
No, it was terrible.
John?
No, you did not tell it well.
Oh, you suck.
I'm sorry, you didn't...
You need more details. You need to make it more colorful.
It wasn't entirely your fault, but it was not told well.
No. Well, sorry.
You were interrupted and taken into different places, but it was not a great story. So now here they got rid of his gym membership.
Yep.
What do you look like?
He was bigger than me. That's all.
You can't be expected to hit the guy. I just want to know. Not a clue in the world why he hit you or spat on you.
No idea.
All right. Well, he didn't spit on anyone else.
It's a bad weekend. Get spit on, and then your Game of Thrones experience was emotionally draining.
Yeah, it sucked. That show sucked. So.
No, you're wrong again. That's twice in one segment.
All right. Well, Nick, I can't wait to read your autobiography. Just a series of stories that went nowhere. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
That's Nick's heart ticking as he gets smacked around.
All right.
That's still creepy, man. Yeah, I thought about this weekend.
I know. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, we got more details about round one. Or actually, round the Stanley Cup final. Not round one, game one, rather. And the rest of the schedule of the Stanley Cup final. We will get to the dates and everything else. Bruce Cassidy spoke to the media as well.
All right, we will be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Rich, what's going on?
Well, it seems like an eternity because it is. The Bruins' last game was on Thursday, and now we know that it's going to be a while until we see them once again. Exactly 1 week from today, the Bruins will take the ice for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, a Memorial Day kickoff at the TD Garden against the yet-to-be-determined winner of the San Jose-St. Louis series. Puck drop for that game is going to be at 8 p.m., and for every other game in that series, whether in San Jose or not, I thought they might get ballsy for a moment because of the potential West Coast team and move it, some of the games to like 9 p.m., which would suck, like they do with the NBA playoffs. But thank goodness they did not.
Yeah, the NHL doesn't do that, if you recall the Vancouver series. But did you hear that Felger and Maz have to broadcast from the city that the away games? So if they have to go to San Jose.
See, I'd love that. See, I think that would be cool.
No, I was here in Murray this weekend, and he was going, please be St. Louis. Because, I mean, that flight to San Jose sucks.
Is that like 5.5 hours, I would think? It's probably like 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
45 minutes south of San Francisco, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, so five and a half.
Yeah.
And then coming back, 6? Or is it going there?
It's a reverse. Yeah, yeah, it's quicker on the way back.
All right, so I would imagine it's 6 hours there and like 5:30 back. No, that would be horrendous, especially if you went 7 games.
Yep.
That would not be fun.
See, I don't mind that. I like broadcasting remote from like things like that.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have to fly back and forth to San Jose?
But timing for them is not a problem. I mean, okay, so you start at 11 in the morning instead of 2 in the afternoon.
No,
it would be a little different.
No. I'm just talking about having to fly to the West Coast.
Okay.
With that little turnaround,
yeah.
If there goes to a game 6.
That's true. You get a day off and then back.
Yeah, yeah. And Murray was talking about how much of a pain in the ass that would be, and mm-hmm. I was in total agreement.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'll be interesting if they're going out there for games 3 and 4, looking at the schedule, it's going to be, as I said, game 1 on Monday, and then it goes Wednesday. That will be at home. Then Saturday and Monday, June 3rd, the 2 away games. Then back here on Thursday, they have a 2-day break. And that is once again at the TD Garden. And then it goes Sunday, potentially, in either St. Louis or San Jose. And then the final game seven, if it goes that far, will be here on Wednesday, June the 12th. So that's as long as the series could go.
So who do you want? Do you want the better goaltender with the worst forwards, or do you want the great forwards and great offense with the worst goaltender?
Worst goaltender.
I think that St. Louis is going to win. I don't think there's much of a doubt. So, Things are tied up now.
2-2.
No, so it's St. Louis is up
3-2. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that last game. That's right. 3-2. Yeah. So,
and if it Bennington wasn't, looks good.
Yep. Yeah, and if it wasn't for... Yeah, so you're hitting a fairly hot goaltender. I mean, a guy who turned their season around. St. Louis isn't ideal, but they don't have the star power. But I think you're getting St. Louis. I don't think there's much of a doubt.
Yeah, Schwartz had that hat trick yesterday. So, I mean, it's going to be a... Either way, it's going to be an entertaining final. But Bruce Cassidy has obviously seen the chemistry gel with his team as of late and asked what he thought was the moment that they bonded as a unit.
I think the Winter Classic was probably one of those, you know, want to look back, a turning point. I think that whole Peaky Blinders theme was really brought the guys together. I think that was Krug's doing, if I'm not mistaken. They could answer that. But and then the game itself, we seemed to take off from there. So that was definitely one area where, you know, the group really came together.
Mm-hmm. They had the old Peaky Blinders thing where they dressed like the old ragtime dudes who walk around with the Tommy guns. Isn't it set like in like the 20s or the 30s?
It's unwatchable.
Because is the accents?
Yes, yeah. It's unwatchable. It's just enough with like gang garbage. Now they're like going back like, now in order to have a...
Hardy swears by it. He loves it.
So does JT. But yeah. I mean, they're Peaky Blinders. But it's one of those shows where they go, oh, give it 5 episodes now. Like, I don't want to give it 5 episodes.
Well, you gave The Wire a full season, didn't you?
But everyone talked about... The Wire was something that, like, everybody said you have to watch. The Peaky Blinders is different, too. I can't understand anything they're saying. And it's just a nut... Well, first of all, The Wire wasn't a gang story. And second of all, like, they've so many gang shows and movies, they have to keep moving them back.
You know, the best thing about last night's Game of Thrones wasn't actually the episode itself. It was that before it started, HBO teased this new show. It had a commercial for it, and it stars Jesse Pinkman, you know, for Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So it shows Jesse Pinkman, like, walking around, and he's, you know, committing these crimes with these friends of his, but you can tell it's in the future. There's, like, these cars that fly, and it looks super sleek in this city, and I'm like, this show is going to rule, whatever it is. Wow, they've somehow got, you know, the Jesse Pinkman actor to come and out and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, my God, this show's going to be amazing. And then at the very end of it, it goes, coming this fall, Westworld 3. And I went, what? The third season of Westworld? I think they realized that Westworld season 2 sucked so bad that they basically scrapped almost everything from that and just said, we got to redo this entire thing or no one's going to watch this. So they just have Jesse Pinkman and it's set in the future. I don't know how it ties in with what they've already done, but there wasn't one shot of any of the actors like Anthony Hopkins or anybody else, or there wasn't one thing in the desert, and there sure as hell didn't look like there was one robot in the entire thing.
Do they have any show that's worth having HBO for now?
You know what? They've got, well, I love Silicon Valley. So when that comes back, I'll like watch that. And you know what? Watchmen looks like it might be pretty good. That's the kind of new thing that they're launching.
They had Crashing, which I liked, but of course they canceled it.
I'm trying to remember what other like comedies and stuff that they've got that make it worth it, because there's a ton of people obviously canceling this morning. I'll watch season 3 of Westworld, and I was out. I was out. Like, I hated that last season. But you bring Jesse Pinkman. Yeah, bitch. I'll watch that. But I'm sure they won't have him say that at any point unless they truly want to sell out. But one of the biggest worries, Bruins-wise, is that of 11 days between games, the team may get complacent. After all, both teams that swept this year's playoffs were defeated the next series. So Cassidy was asked how he was going to try to keep the team fresh.
Well, we have a plan how we're going to go through the week, balancing practice with days off. We are going to meet with the veteran guys that have been through it, you know, see how that jives. We've talked about scrimmaging. Well, we do it at night, prepare like a game, bring them in the morning. We'll talk to some people outside the organization. I don't want to get too specific with that because then they get brought into it, see how they've handled it, at least the mental side of things.
Well, Brad Marchand,
By the way, the Patriots, they're reaching out to the Patriots to find out how they handle the time between the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
Well, they went and got massages.
Actually,
that's the answer.
That was right before the AFC Championship, the day of.
So you're saying you have to relax.
You got to relax a little bit.
Relaxing,
you know?
is the main thing.
Take a family field trip, you know? So the Brad Marchand, he doesn't seem that upset about having this extended amount of time off and doesn't think it's a big deal.
9 days or whatever it is isn't that big of a deal. I mean, we've had stretches where, you know, we've had 5 or 6 days off in the year. A couple more days isn't a big deal. Again, at this time of year, we come to the rink, work hard, we're all in good shape. So, you know, I'm not going to overthink it.
So if you want to know what the rest of the hockey world thinks about the Bruins being in the Stanley Cup final, just listen to this clip from TSN Radio in Toronto, where they seem overjoyed by the Bees being 4 wins away from a Stanley Cup.
I want to get your guys' thoughts on how you feel that the Boston Bruins are about to play for the Stanley Cup final.
Miserable. Absolutely miserable. This stinks.
As a Leaf fan.
Okay. Just as a Leaf fan, as a human fan. How about that? How about just a humanity fan of that city just getting all these championships, you know, and Marchand getting celebrating again, and Chara just being a big giant troll, you know, spends his off time fleeing from peasants and eating children. I don't like any of it.
Well, the Boston Bruins are apparently the only thing that can make a Canadian angry.
Which is fine. Did you see? I think it was like Barstool, but it was like going around viral. The Carolina fans like slapping the Bruins.
Yeah. It's a husband and wife, right?
Yeah. The genteel Hurricanes fans that, you know, oh, bless your heart, we're drunk and slapping people and flicking everyone off.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, that made the rounds. So we got to sit. We got to wait. This Monday, a week from today, you got game one. And I heard that we're going to have tickets more than likely to game one to give away at some point later on in the week. That should be a lot of fun. Monday and then Wednesday. And then I think it's every other day until that Saturday. And then it skips two and comes right back. So get ready. This should be a good one. Whatever team it is, I mean, I've been watching more of this West series than I probably thought I was going to, and both teams, they are they're fairly explosive. It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, it's Backes and the story of him going to St. Louis would be. I like that more than Thornton because Backes was that entire franchise for 10 years.
Yeah, but Thornton is like the flashpoint. I mean, when he left here, people were not happy with him. Even though he was doing very well offensively, the book on Thornton was he was scared to go to the net, he was scared to create contact, and at the moment he was traded, I think people were on board with it, but then after seeing what the Bruins got back in return and how well he played immediately after leaving, people were not happy with Michael Connell. It's just a moment in time. If Thornton were to come back here and play the Bruins in his final year for the Stanley Cup, I think that would be a bigger story.
21 years in the league for Mr. Thornton. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Red Sox, they end up breaking the Astros' 10-game winning streak, and there's a lot more stuff coming out about what other teams think about Kyrie Irving, and it's not flattering.
All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah
Sports Hub. For the latest
podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Just received the Mr. Skin biography.
Hey, hey!
In case you were worried about the life and times of Mr. Skin, that is out. So everyone can run out immediately and get that.
When's the movie come out?
The movie of him watching movies?
I finally watched the end of Bohemian Rhapsody, because I'd watched almost all of it until the end. And I finally watched it. That wasn't good.
Really?
No, because first of all, it didn't happen that way. Like, it drove me crazy, first of all, that the crowd at the US Festival was completely CGI. Like, they made it, it was obviously like this digital, and I know they can't recreate a concert that big, but I mean, the special effects were so awful. At the point where everyone's doing all the hands together, they had people stopping in bars and looking up at the TV when they were playing Radio Gaga. Dude, their set list sucked for the S-Boss Festival. Like, they opened with the beginning of Bohemian Rhapsody. I get it. And everyone's like, wow, this is really good. Then they go into Radio Gaga, which is an awful song. And it wasn't even like a massive, like, huge hit for Queen.
It was like a video.
Yeah, Radio Google. And like the whole place, like people are stopping in the bars going, oh my God, what is this unbelievable, mind-blowing thing that's coming on the TV? Like, people in bars are all stopping.
Like,
this song sucks.
Radio Gaga.
And then the third song, I forget what it was, but it also wasn't a hit. And, like, then they ended with, I think it was We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
And that's cool, too. But, I mean, they had even, like, every person who was watching had this mouth agape. Oh, my God. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, there were probably 15 better acts that night. And I think Queen's amazing. They're a great band. But they rewrote history entirely. That was not anything. That set list sucked.
But if you watch the documentary and it, like, shows, because Freddie Mercury's, you know, obviously very sick at the time.
Yeah.
And they show them, like, in the trailer and then they go out. And it's portrayed as the crowd is going crazy. And then they talk to people afterwards. And I agree with you. The set list sucked. And they're like, this is like, you know, this was the Sphinx come rising from the ashes.
How did that guy win best actor? I mean, it was like,
he's weird looking.
Well, just because they gave him fake teeth. It was like when Nicole Kidman won best actress because she put on a fake nose for that one movie. I mean, he was fine. But man, people really freaked out over that movie. And I just watched the end of it, and I'm like, dude, this is, like, really weird how anyone thought this was, like, something that should have been nominated for any awards. It was fine, but I don't know. I just completely
overbooked. I watched, because of the rain, I didn't have anything to do for, like, 4 hours yesterday, so I watched Stan and Ollie, the John C. Reilly.
Oh, whatever their names were.
Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy. Yeah. Any good?
Yep.
Okay. I heard it was pretty good. Well, how do you stop the Astros' 10-game winning streak? Just add Chavis.
A high fly ball by Chavis. Forget about this one. It is gone and out of the ballpark. His 8th home run, another monster shot.
Yeah, get the tape. I got your cutter right here.
Yes, you do. That is Nesson, and Michael Chavis has said, get on my back.
That means a fine female butt.
Is that what he's talking about? Did you speak heck?
I got your turd cutter right here.
Well, yesterday, Chavis crushes his 8th home run of the year. Red Sox 4, Astros 3. Just adding to the legend of Chavis, or the Shave. That was before that home run. Some kid at Fenway got on the PA, and like they were doing announcements, and yelled Chavis' name. Like, yelled it into the microphone. And the Shave pointed up at the kid and just did what the Shave does, and that was blasted one for little Timmy.
The kid was like 5 and had no idea that the PA guy was, okay, repeat after me. And the kid had the biggest smile on his face, and then Chavis hits like a 420-foot bomb, so now he wants him all around all the time.
Tip of the hat, kid.
Shave everything but the stash.
That's right. Well, Chris Sale was all over the place, allowing 3 runs and 4 hits in 5 1/3 innings. Here he is after the game.
Kind of a weird day, kind of in and out of, you know, rhythm. Trying to find a comfortable spot to be in and just kind of bounced around. But, you know, luckily we had some right guys in the right place and scored some runs when we needed to, play some good defense.
Now, according to The Athletic over the weekend, Chris Sale had been playing with an unreported toe injury during the beginning of his season slump. So that explains it all, doesn't it? But that's what they're saying. I don't, do you, from what you read,
Are they trying to kind of use that as a, hey, here's why he lost all that velocity?
That's exactly what that was. The toe injury limited his velocity. He's healthier now. He hasn't captured the velocity back. I mean, look, 95 is nothing to sneeze at, but a guy who was throwing 98 or 99, that's a loss of velocity. And so he hasn't gotten it all back yet. I don't know if he ever will.
No.
I mean, he apparently is healthy now. He sure looks healthy.
Yeah,
the start before
better.
This one was pretty good.
Yep.
Struck out 17 in seven innings. So he looks pretty good. No, the Red Sox are still right there. The injuries to the rotation have begun to hurt them. They get Price back tonight. Lord knows when they get Eovaldi back. I mean, he is what he's always been, injured. So you get Price back tonight, that'll help. But, you know, they're two games over 500 and still a long way to go.
Well, the Red Sox head to Toronto for a 1 p.m. game today, John, against the Blue Jays. As long as they bring the shave, they're going to be all right. Well, the Celtics, things are interesting coming up in this offseason. We know that Danny Ainge is going to stay on board and not take time off, even though he had his heart attack. However, after the playoffs, Kyrie Irving's options may be shrinking. This is according to Steve Bulpet of the Boston Herald this weekend. He said, quote, "The most interesting bit of information from several sources that we've been able to consolidate and confirm is that some teams thought to have had interest in Kyrie Irving as a free agent are now a great deal more wary. Based on the way things played out with the Celtics this season and Irving's role both off the court all year and on it in the playoff loss to Milwaukee, certain clubs are concerned about putting too many eggs in his basket right away. Two teams for certain are telling people they will only go after him if they land another marquee free agent and that player says he wants Irving. In each of those cases, the initial target is different. There was worry on one of those clubs that the basketball ops people might be overruled by ownership and told to make Irving a primary aim, but that organization is now on the same page."
Okay.
So if you're thinking of like the Knicks, for example, they wouldn't go after Kyrie Irving, according to this report, unless they got Kevin Durant first.
If the
and
Knicks,
Kevin Durant said, "I want Kyrie Irving."
If the Knicks are indeed one of those two teams.
All
it takes is one. Wherever Irving signs is going to get a max contract. It's not like two teams bidding against one another. It only takes one team. He's still going to get a max contract to play somewhere.
He also
doesn't
said,
drive down his price at all.
No. Bulpet also mentioned, he said, sources around the league have said that Danny Ainge and the Celtics, their plan has not changed. Trade for Anthony Davis, and then on July 1st, max out Kyrie Irving and get him to stay. That's what apparently is still being talked about amongst the Celtics. And even an insider told Ashrod Blakely that it's possible that Kyrie Irving is, quote, "playing all of you guys right now and will return to the Celtics once he gets a chance to look at all of his options." Now, I know that Kyrie Irving's people, according to reports, are trying to steer him towards the Brooklyn Nets instead of the New York Knicks, which I think is a good idea. Like, if you have to leave, I would much rather go to an organization like the Brooklyn Nets than go to the New York Knicks. Because right now, they don't have Zion Williamson, which I know is something that was obviously a big draw to go over there. And on top of that, the Nets kind of got their stuff together. They got a pretty good young group of players. They made the playoffs.
And a good young coach.
So, I mean, if it's all about living in New York City, then why would you choose the Knicks, who has stupid James Dolan running things, and not go to the Nets, where, believe it or not, even with that crazy owner, they've kind of righted the ship?
I mean, I'm looking at the Brooklyn Nets situation, and it looks very familiar. Oh, that's right. It's the Celtics from 2 years ago.
Right.
nothing's going to change unless Kyrie changes. I mean, he's literally walking in. Kenny Atkinson is considered an up-and-coming head coach based on what he did with Brooklyn this year. They made the playoffs. They have a lot of good young players, but they need a star. That's exactly the Celtics situation 2 years ago. And so Kyrie is walking into these same. Maybe he gets another guy. Maybe Kevin Durant will be different than Gordon Hayward, and you know he'll be able to behave himself because he won't be the number one. But I mean, Kyrie obviously did not flourish in a situation where he had to mentor young players. That's exactly what he's going to have to do if he goes to Brooklyn, and he's going to clash with a coach that is getting a lot of players to overachieve, much like Brad Stevens.
All right, we will be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.com.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, it looks like New York City might be getting a whole lot of derp. If Adam Gase has his way, his promotion to interim general manager of the Jets, it might be coming to an end soon. That's because there are whispers amongst the New York Jets organization that they are trying to find a brand new general manager, and that man's name, Peyton Manning.
Yep, that's Gase's whole career, is that he's friends with Peyton Manning.
He is buddies with Peyton Manning.
And he basically explains everything he's achieved.
If you were Peyton Manning and you got offered... I mean, what do you think they offered him? $8-10 million to do Monday Night Football or to be on television?
Mm-hmm.
If they offered him $8-10 million and he didn't take that, which might be one of the cushiest jobs in all of football if you're Peyton Manning, and instead said, why don't you become the general manager of something that right now looks like a circus act the biggest media market in America, where you have the most amount of criticism and the most amount of public failure, the eye is on you as you continue to fail, why would you take this job?
A passion for football.
Well, then go to the University of Tennessee. Like, do something in college where no matter what, you're going to be revered as a god, no matter how bad you stink.
There's really nothing for him to do in college. I mean, unless he wanted to be the AD.
AD at Tennessee would be the ideal job for him.
Exactly. Something like that.
Won't pay nearly enough, but still. I mean, that's where you can be bulletproof.
I think he's going to take the job, too. I think they know he's going to take the job, and that's why they did what they did.
You think he's going to take this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Why would he do that?
Because he wants to, like, why did Elway do it? I mean, they just want to...
Well, at least Elway played for the team. There's history there.
But he's buddies with Gase, and he has no loyalty to Indianapolis.
I wouldn't touch that job. Oh, man, I would stay as far away from that job as possible.
I can't think of... Do you think anybody leaves that job saying, I had a good time?
No.
But, I mean, Peyton Manning is bulletproof. He's a Hall of Famer. He's future Hall of Famer. He holds all these passing records. He's looked at in the sport as a god. You have nowhere to go but down if you take that job.
All right, but you look at guys like Belichick and you say, why are you still coaching? It's because they love the game and they want to be involved in the game. And if they say to Peyton Manning, you have total autonomy and, you know, your buddy's the head coach, I think he's taking the job. And knowing the Jets, he's probably not going to. I believe the Jets believe he's taking the
okay,
job.
You know what I want to do? I want to take Peyton Manning and I want to sit him down in front of Phil Jackson. And I want to say, here's Phil Jackson. Here's a guy who had a reputation that couldn't be touched. He was going to be known as one of the greatest coaches of all time. And then he was offered autonomy, just like the Jets, for the New York Knicks. You go there, you do whatever you want. And what happened then? People hated Phil Jackson. Hated him. And it tarnished his reputation.
It did a little, yeah. But you want to say he wants to remain involved in the game, Fred. I mean, you go to Monday Night Football, you get paid $10 million. Yeah, that's a perfect way to have that happen. And you don't get criticized like that.
He doesn't need money, and also he wants probably to be around the game.
But wouldn't you think that he would pick an organization where he had a little less pressure?
I don't know if he has the option. I mean, I don't know. It seems to be.
See, I think people would be fired. I think an owner would almost fire a GM to bring in Peyton Manning.
Well, that's what the Jets did. They fired their GM to bring in Peyton Manning.
I just think
no personnel experience, by the way. We're acting right. Like it's like Peyton Manning
exactly.
Is walking on water. I mean,
yeah. But you know all that what everyone says about his football IQ is that it's through the roof and that he's a genius.
Well, that's different.
The way the New York media is spinning it is that if he gets the job, the Jets are idiots. So that's the way that the New York media is spinning.
I mean, it's different. You can be around the game, but, I mean, if you're a GM, man, that's 24 hours a day, 6 days a week.
The only thing someone like him would want to do is to own a team or be a GM.
I think he'd go and try and own a team before he was a GM of a team.
Well, he's not going to own a team. I mean, he could be a minority owner of a team.
Sure.
I mean, teams are worth $1 billion.
I just keep thinking, I know it's two different sports, but I just think of Magic Johnson. How he thought just being a GM, I'm going to shake hands and everyone's going to love me. And then you realize this is a job that is so stressful. And especially in New York with the Jets.
Well,
what
in
a
fairness,
nightmare.
Be insane to take it.
In fairness, they're the last team on the list of what people care about after the Islanders. So it's not like taking the Giants job. No, I believe the Jets think he's taking it. And I believe that he's at least made it clear that he is, pretty interested.
Here's actually a really... Did you see what Line 1 said? That would be kind of funny.
All right.
So if you missed the bad story earlier on in the show, in a nutshell, Nick was working out, and some dude who was freaking out just spit in Nick's face and didn't explain why. And To our knowledge. So this is, I think, a pretty good idea. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. So I don't know if he gets, guest passes to any gym, but I think there's kind of a part-time fill-in host that has some bloodlust and would be happy to maybe be Nick's bodyguard should he ever run into this guy again, that guy being Ted Johnson.
Yeah.
That's right. The guy lost his membership, though. Another misstep by Nicholas. He could have not said anything and just brought Ted Johnson in.
Just invited you to work out with him? Just say, hey, listen, man, I know you spit in my face, but you're obviously pretty hardcore and you're the kind of guy I want to, get beef with. All right, let's get beefed up. So what do you say we meet here on, Thursday at noon and we'll do a little pumping together, and then you show up with Ted Johnson, and then Ted Johnson spits in his face.
Still no even, there's no even inclination, he says, of why it happened. As he searches his brain, it was a completely random act.
And this wasn't just spit that flew out of his mouth.
No,
he walked up to you and projectile spit in your face.
Right. And Nick has absolutely no clue. Even an insane person would kind of know what went on. But listen, young Nicholas chooses to listen. He was doing shoulders and probably too into it. Maybe he was freaking the guy out by pushing too much metal.
Could be.
You never know. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.